Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, we have less than about, maybe 40 minutes left of today's trade session in the grains. And it's interesting, beans have still not taken out last week's low. Now, they're not far from it. Last week's low was 1263.5, and we've not taken out last week's high. So it, at the moment, continues to appear like we're trying to put in an inside week closing lower, and probably in all likelihood closing near the low end of that range. Now, that said, of course, the market is coming back looking at the lows of October 1st, where we had a cycle timing, October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, right in there, and we put a low in, and the market responded, giving us 40-some cents. Now, we're looking at taking that back, and I think that the market is also looking at the fact that on Mondays, we've tended to be weaker. Now, last Monday, we actually closed a little higher, albeit so faintly, but the market did take out Friday's high and then tailed off. For the fourth week in a row, or maybe fifth week in a row, the market showed weakness, not as much last Monday, but did show weakness. And so being on a Friday, they're tending to sell in anticipation of that. And the market is lean long. Now, on the corn, of course, continued talk by the EPA of lowering the renewable fuel standard for 2014-15 has caused some selling pressure there. But with beans starting to give up a little ground here, that is causing short covering on the corn and liquidation on the beans in the spreads. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.